I wasn't happy with the first half, and I think everyone in the tournament, the dressing room areas, would have helped me. But I was really pleased with the second half. I think we came out, we changed one position at half time, another one, changed the shape. I think as soon as we did that, we were totally dominant. I think we've conceded to probably two chances, one that goes in, the goal. We'll be back off the kid too easily. And the second one, when the ball gets flighted into Johnson Clark Harris at 1-0, I've seen John, I know what he's capable of. But I also think that we've equalised and then had enough excellent positional player in about their box. And we've, it's not very often you hear the Bristol Rovers quiet, especially in the shed end, but they were deadly silent because they were like the team went to get beat. We've always said to our players, we'd rather lose 3-0 and try and score a goal and draw 1-1 or win 2-1. And we've always been a management team that believes in that. And we said to our players at half time, you have to believe. There was then a water break when we changed the system in the second half. No, the kid was down injured for Bristol Rovers. And we hope he's got off on a stretcher, which is never a good sign. But we said then, just go out and play. If we lose, we lose. But get on the ball, express yourself. And I don't know if people notice, but when we score, we've got one against two for them on the halfway line. Because we're going to commit people forward to score a goal. He's an outstanding prospect. He's a kid, he's learning. I think that's his fourth or fifth, whatever it is, Football League game. His first goal. He'll have a good career in the game for sure. As long as he remains level-headed and work hard. And he comes from a good Irish family that just demand those standards. And we have no issue about every day when Tom comes in, he comes in with a smile and he wants to go on the training ground and work hard. So I was pleased for him because his performance was good. As was young Jack Tucker, who got thrown in at right back and then went to right side of a central three at the back, and I thought he was outstanding for one being so young, but we think highly of him as well. So we've got a lot of kids out there tonight, if you look at our ages around the team. So we're pleased, but the chairman brought us in to build something and try and achieve something. So I think we've left 2 points in Bristol. I think that's more of a riding feeling. But there we go, I suppose Graham might have a different view. I think you have to respect the manager and you have to respect your opponents as in players. You certainly have to respect the Bristol Rovers fans. You know, they've given me plenty of stick over the years. But they get the brilliant back into the team. This is the quietest I've heard them. And some of my staff said that. But they've bossed me year after year. I think they just went silent because they probably didn't think we could play like that. And we've got good players. We've got young players. We've got hungry players. We have the third lowest budget in League One. So we're trying to overachieve. But we can overachieve if we believe.